What's good, Black Star Podcast? This is your boy Jared, and today I'm gonna be talking to you guys about competition breeds success. Now, everybody know that competition comes in all different shapes and sizes. Well, not shapes and sizes, but comes in different forms. Whether that be competitions, like you competing against a whole group of people to show that you're the best, wars, naval games, gun competitions, all of these proves and breeds success. Now, why do I say this? Because if you do not have competition, you do not have advancements. It's always somebody trying to best each other. That's how the world advances in technology. Now, I'm going to be talking about something that's going on in Ukraine. All of you guys know what I'm talking about. And that's the conflict in Ukraine. Now, we've never had a major war. We have had a major war since earlier in the 21st century. And that's Iraq. And that bred advancements in technology. So now there is another war going on, and that is the war in Ukraine. So now we got our best minds working on new technology to improve warfare and also improving technology in the world, providing better cars, providing you newer technology. All of this comes from competition. And the world needs competition because the world will not succeed, advance, or sustain itself without war. Now, I do not agree with the things that's going on in Ukraine. So I'm just talking about the war. I'm just talking about the competition's aspect of it. But guys, in order to compete in the world, in today's world, you have to be the best, or not even the best. You have to understand and become the best in your field and with your knowledge. You're always going to have somebody better than you. You're always going to have somebody aiming above you. The only thing is, what you have to do is you have to improve yourself so that you can best them at some point in time. And that requires competition. Now, a lot of people in the U.S., they don't want to compete. They don't want to go out there and become the best. They just want everything handed to them. And I'm sorry, those people are going to fail. They don't want to compete. They don't want to study their profession. They don't want to study their field as much, but they just want everybody to come to them, especially if you're like selling, say for instance, you're selling something on Shopify. They want their customers to come. They want customers to come and just purchase their products without any competition. Now, all of this has to do with something, and that is the shortages of baby food in America. Those of you who know, because I'm not a father, all this goes together. So just bear with me, people. Everybody knows that there is three major companies that control the entire U.S. market for baby food. All of those companies have a shortage. So now that those three companies are struggling to produce, there is no way for there is no way for another company to come in and actually provide a better product because they have that market. They have the market locked down. It's quite sad, in fact. But the thing about it is, since they have a lock on the economy in America, they can't. Nobody can come in and compete with them and provide a better product. And like I said, it is entirely sad, because if you really want to think about it, why is there a need for competition? Like I said, to advance our civilization. Guys, the basis of the story is this. You have to compete in the world in order to become successful. You have to compete in the world so that you can provide something better than what your competition. And that competition is what drives you to produce better products. Look at the automotive industry. Every company is competing with each other to provide the best products that they can. And there's always going to be a better competitor. Now that we got electric vehicles starting to come out, you've got Tesla trying to come out with robots. You've got companies racing to get a hold of the EV market. Tesla has a market cap, has a cap on that, on the EV market. But they're going to be possibly dethroned by Porsche, by Ford, by Mercedes, by BMW, by Audi. Because they are not improving the technology. They're not developing newer technology so that their cars can remain on the top. Like I said, you have to compete. You may have an advantage, but that advantage is going to get quickly closed because somebody is going to find a way to topple your advantage. So again, guys, all this leads to one thing. Competition breeds success. Be competitive, because competitiveness makes you a better person and it brings out the best in you. But anyways, guys, please like, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel. And please also support the podcast on Spotify.com, Pocket Cast, and also Stitcher, because we are about to be getting some more shit. And also, I will start posting more on this, because for the next 2 weeks, after tomorrow, I will be off and I can do as much as I want to. And you already know what is about to go on. But anyways, guys, thank you for listening. I'll see you guys later. Bye, guys.